Hey, I'm Matt Ruby.
Mark Norman here.
Welcome to We're All Friends Here, the podcast.
Woo, good to be back.
We're at the Sage Theater in Midtown, New York.
Oh yeah, this is old showbiz.
Old showbiz, old New York.
Oh yeah, look, there's Danny Aiello.
With Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, they make a hell of a team.
Danny and Danny.
That's a good movie.
Speaking of witty banter like we just had, we're doing this new web series called Think Tank.
Oh, it's a fun time.
Fun time. First one's coming up soon. You can catch them at sandpapersuit.com, which is my website. We'll be posting them there. And should we play one of them?
Yes, this is a good one.
What's this one about?
This one's all about women who like long walks on the beach.
Very romantic. Very romantic. All right, let's get into it. This is a clip from our first Think Tank.
Here we go.
Every time you see like a turn-ons list, you know, like from a woman, it's like, I love cookies and puppies and long walks on the beach. Like, who was actually walking on the beach? Like, who takes long
walks? How long do we have to go for?
Can we have a short walk? The beach is right here.
Well, let's go into the water. Yeah. I didn't hear the guys on D-Day when they invaded Normandy. Hey, Will, it was pretty terrible, but we did get a long walk on the beach.
Exactly, yeah. And then running on the beach is brutal. You know, Baywatch, they shot everything at like 5 a.m.
Is it easier to run on the beach at 5 a.m.?
No, I'm just saying, well, they would have to shoot then because there were no people on the beach, but they said the water was freezing.
Those poor Baywatch
people.
Number one rated show in the world.
I watched the hell out of that show.
Well, you got to masturbate to something.
Yeah, that's true. That Pamela.
I feel like that's a telling thing about men. You're either into Pamela Anderson or you're not. You're into Pamela Anderson.
I am. I gotta be honest.
I'm not the silicone and the
blonde
and the bleach. Yeah, not my thing.
It's like a Barbie.
I would take the Yasmin Bleeth back before she went, you know.
Right.
I would take her over the Pam Anderson.
I feel
Anderson.
Like she had some things going on here. Like some wrinkles and maybe some...
Well, you know, it happens, you know, after a while. But the young Yasmin, I'd take that over Pam Anderson.
All right. What about Nicole Eggert? She was the short-haired blonde.
Yeah, she was on Charles in Charge.
She was on Charles in Charge. Boy, did I love that show.
Yeah, well, you got to masturbate to something.
And we're back. That was the first Think Tank.
Oh, boy, that last line was a doozy.
So you can, we're going to do those at least once a week. It's a video series. Sandpapersuit.com, you can find those. And I don't know, should we get on with the show now?
Oh, yeah, this was a hot one.
This was a fun show. Our first guest.
David Cope.
David Cope, good friend of ours, funny guy.
Oh, yeah, we got some dirt on him, I'll tell you.
That's right. We started right off with, where did we go? With the rice?
Well, he's got quite a past, and we went right into his hip lifestyle.
Hip lifestyle. Hip in Tampa.
Yes, exactly.
If that's possible.
A lot of 69 boys, if that means anything to you.
I have no idea what that means.
That's the music choice.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a sex thing.
Oh, no.
No.
That's probably what the title is about, but that's what they called themselves.
Okay, because where I come from, 69 boys, not as cool.
Were you in that group?
Well, I don't like to talk about those days.
Oh, boy.
Got to make a buck somehow.
Yeah, well, Maryland's a rough time in the winter.
I'm not from Maryland. That's the best part. It's true. Maryland is a rough time in the winter.
This is about David, so let's get into Cope.
All right, here's David Cope.
Can I ask a question first?
Yeah.
First of all, what we like to do is email the guest and ask for anything, any topics we can talk about that might be interesting.
Something juicy.
And your stuff you sent us was mediocre.
At best.
But we hit the friends.
Okay. Got some outside sources.
Oh, yeah. Got some real dirt on you, kid.
He seems genuinely nervous. I like this.
A little nervous. You might have to break character for this one, kid. I thought it was interesting that in college, you were obsessed with rice rockets and lowered Honda Civics. And you would drive her. Oh, yeah. You were obsessed with Goofmobiles. And you drove around Tampa blaring 69 Boys.
I don't even know what 69 Boys is.
The Tootsie Roll? Come on.
Oh, wow. All right.
Uh-oh, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Okay, that is, yeah, it was the lowest point of my life. The problem is when you grow up in Tampa Bay, in high school.
Tampa?
Huh?
What's wrong with Tampa? St. Pete.
I think he's about to tell you what's wrong with Tampa.
The problem is, in high school, the priority is to have limo tint on your windows and a lowered vehicle with the kicker, the molded kicker 12s in the back. And
oh, yeah.
So I got too into it, and that's all I cared about other than working out. What I did is I was one of those guys that just worked his pecs and biceps.
You were?
And then I drank like creatine, and then I would like drive around like blaring like music.
Did you leave a bi hanging out the window?
Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, geez.
I had the sticker of my stereo company on the windshield.
Did you have Calvin pissing on something?
No. I've always felt that was a little more like less like. I always thought that's kind of like trailer trashy.
And did this get you somewhere? This is like,
well, believe it or not, when you're in it, when you're in that element, everyone's kind of doing it, and you don't realize that. I didn't know it was happening when it was happening.
Come on.
It was a low point. My priorities were wrong, and it caused my family a little tumult because I would always. Like, anytime they would give me money or anything, I was like, I just wanted to go buy, like, coaxial tweeters and, like, have them molded in my...
Tweeters.
Tweeters. That's so sad that your family spent money on that.
But let's just do the next...
were you really a bodybuilder?
Yeah, well, what I did is I just went and I worked out this, like, the eye... You know, what do you want to call it, ma'am? You want to work out the looker muscles.
The chest and arms, that's it.
You know?
How's that conversation in the front row going? I feel like it must be even more interesting than the one up here. No, stop it. You go on.
They're talking about Lost, I think.
Oh, are they? Well, what's in the hatch? In the hatch?
Anyway, so
you know what's in the hatch? Two people flopping in the front row. That's what's in the hatch.
It was a horrible point of my life, and it's I'm not proud of it.
We've all had things like
that. I used to lift weights. I can admit that.
All right.
But I'm not just two specific muscles, and that's it. I don't know if that's any better.
Right. You did it for...
I collected baseball cards. That's not
bad. That's not bad. That's not bad.
You were a skateboarder.
I was a skateboarder. Big time. Big time.
That's still cool today, though. It's still cool to do that. Hip kids skateboarding all over the city.
I don't like these grown-ups who have skateboards. That seems a little
bit
much
true.
To me.
I don't want to be that.
But it proves that it's still cool. I just feel like you're... Yeah, there's no comparison, buddy.
You're right.
I had a limo tint illegally imprinted on my window.
Wow.
And I would talk about it and hope other people knew that, like, it was a Toyota Tercel. It was really bad. It was really bad. The Toyota Tercel.
That's the worst car.
Toyota Tercel.
Have you seen this car?
Next question.
That was your muscle car?
Yeah, the whole joke is that there was never a muscle car. It was a lowered Toyota Tercel with limo tint and kicker 12s molded inside.
Let's move on.
Let's move on, I think. All right. Did you see Fast and the Furious in the theaters?
No, because by the time that all came out, I was over it.
Okay.
Thank God. But he is a huge Vin Diesel fan. So.
Yeah. You can see the influence in his act.
May I?
Please.
I'm just going to say it the way our sources instructed us to put it.
This is so fucked.
What happened after the Harvey's open mic?
Oh, boy.
With Fuckalicious.
Okay, so this is really bad. I'm just going to go right to it because we're on a show. Portland, Oregon, there's a stripper who became a comedian. She opened mic for a little bit. She gave off a really strong sexual vibe. It was... all the guys were talking about her name. She billed herself as Fuckalicious.
Wow.
And she just looked like a stripper. One night at a open mic at Harvey's Comedy Club, she came up to the guys and she said, "Whoever does the best tonight, I'm going home with."
Wow.
She said that. And, you know, we're all...
Was she attractive?
It's a whole different kind of set of the night.
No, I would say she was a true kind of... if you had to visualize, think about the cliche... kind of rundown stripper.
So she was attractive.
She was not that attractive. She wasn't like ugly, but she wasn't a hot stripper.
She was worn in.
Yeah.
Okay.
She really looked. But she wore tight outfits and she looked kind of sexy and guys were reactive to that.
Right.
One night she comes into the bar. She says, "I'm going to go home with the guy who has the best night." That particular night, what happens? I have a great night.
Ah, you were shooting for it.
I have a great night.
Aim for the stars.
I wasn't shooting for it, Mark Norman.
Okay, come on. You had your Tercel ready.
Here's what I wanted. Here's what I wanted.
You were flexing when you held the mic.
Here's what I wanted. I wanted to win it and have her come home with me, even though in my heart I knew, you know, I'm not super attracted to her, but I wanted it. So the ego wanted it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so what happened? I had this great night, and she comes home with me.
Oh, boy.
And we're in my little studio in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Now, keep in mind, this is, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Whenever, like, I get a chance to do anything kinky sexually, I'll usually jump on it.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
this is a safe place.
Just whatever you need to do, just, like, don't think about it, just do it.
Well, what else would you do?
So, like, what else have I done?
Well, like, what do you mean?
Like one time,
He never hesitates, I think is what he's saying.
Yeah, he don't hesitate.
He sees something he wants,
so, I dated a girl in Portland, and, like, she was like, Dave, one night I just want to put you in a whole bunch of makeup, and I want to fuck you like that. So we did that. That's just the whole thing. Right. So all it is. So what I did is I had this big like 3 CCD camera I just purchased when Fuckalicious came home.
Yeah.
So what I did is of course did she blow me or something? Of course not. She came home and she was like, I don't want to have sex with you. She was like, said that in the car on the way home. She's like, I'm not fucking you. And then
her name does not seem very accurate.
I know.
Yeah.
But that never happened. That never happened. So we just ended up back in my apartment, and what I do is she gives me a show. And she gives me a show. I'm sitting like that, and she did her act.
That's atrocious.
And here she actually did it. What happened is, in the highlight of this story, is that I busted out this camera, and I was like, I want to film you gyrating on the floor. And the thing that occurred was is that you could see her vagina as, you know, through her. And I noticed that she had glitter all over her vagina, because, you know. And the thing is that unfortunately... It's unfortunate. The vagina was kind of... It was pretty beat up.
Oh!
It was pretty beat up. So it was just like glitter on a pork chop kind of thing. It was just like really bad. Really bad.
It's a garnish.
And I filmed it.
That sounds delicious. Glitter on a pork chop.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty beat up.
Well, that's good you say that, because right here it says... He took her back to his place. I don't think he fucked her. He just filmed her asshole and pussy the whole time.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. I watched it for a little bit. I don't know. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex with
Yeah.
Have you ever masturbated to yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I tried masturbating to that, and I swear to Christ, it didn't work. I couldn't do it.
Can I tell you a sadder story?
I'll make it quick.
I think I told this last week. Filmed myself jerking off, but I put one hand behind my back and painted the fingernails red.
I refuse to believe that.
It was just from the waist down. Then I brought this hand back, and it had the fingernails, and it said, "Move out of the way, big boy. I got it from here." And
wow.
And I jerked off.
And you know who sucks? Those people who like fantasy movies. Aren't they terrible? Aren't they awful?
Wow. Okay, I'm amazed. I'm amazed. Anyway.
Well, didn't you have a girlfriend actually tell you, like, comment on your face during sex?
Yeah, that actually happened. This poor girl, when I moved to New York City from Tampa, guys kind of have to learn the hard way certain subtleties. I hooked up with a girl through Nerve.com. Mm. I got myself into a lot of casual internet sex. It was kind of great. It was this unbelievable girl. She, like, let me... like some girls do this, I think, to give a treat to the guy. She was like, "You can come on my face and stuff." She was like, she wanted me to do this stuff.
She was a giving person.
So she was like, "I wanted, you know," she was into that. And one time she took me aside and she was like, "It's okay to have like a game face on during sex." Like, it's like, you don't
put something under your eyes.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's like you're having sex as if no one's watching.
Really?
And the face,
you have sex like
I have,
watching.
Yeah, my face. So
I
the joke.
Say, you're a lot sexier after this interview.
Thank you.
What is your sex face?
But I was making like the fuck face during sex. I was doing like, oh, like I was doing like.
Is that what it looks like? Wait,
I think it was bad. It was really bad. And she. So the bad part is that I didn't have any lessons on, so I had no game face on during sex. I had grown up with my father having listening to a lot of New Age music, so I was listening to a lot of that, and I gave her like a New Age mixtape, and it really bombed.
Wow.
Oh, that seems like a poor idea.
Oh, boy.
So I had never had sushi, and she invited me to sushi once, and I was like, I don't know if I like that. It was really bad. So that poor girl, like, learned, just had to deal with, like, the worst of me.
Yeah.
And then I kind of learned those lessons and then was able to do better from then on out. But that poor girl, her name was Melanie Korber.
So it was that girl that housebreaks you and then...
So it was, but it was really rough. It was really rough. And since then, I've never had a girl. So the tragedy is that, you know, it's kind of a dream scenario. Girls doing all that nasty shit. I mean, who wouldn't want that? You know?
Right.
All right, so there you go.
What do you think is the nastiest thing you guys have done?
Her, me, and Melanie?
Yeah. Anyway, I thought her name was...
Melanie Korber?
Yeah.
That's a name I said, right?
Yeah.
It's Melanie Korber.
Yeah.
All right. The nastiest thing Melanie and I ever did?
Yeah.
You know, it actually wasn't super nasty, but we fucked in the Malibu Diner bathroom on 23rd Street.
Ooh.
Up around FIT.
Yeah, he takes it when he sees it.
Yeah.
I've eaten there.
Get out of his way.
Yeah, Malibu Diner.
In the bathroom.
It was racy. She was into this stuff. That's what was so great. So when she broke up with me, you can imagine it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Great. That's great, man.
The breakup wasn't. No.
Are you good in bed?
I'm pretty deep. I'm sensual.
Ah.
I'm sensual. I'm not messing around.
I can see that.
I'm pretty sensual guy.
And intense also.
I'm pretty intense.
Sensual and intense.
Well, now I have a game face. I know I know what to look like.
See, you had to learn. You went through the trenches and you learned.
Oh, it was bad.
What about the pecs?
Yeah.
I miss the pecs.
The what?
Your pecs.
Yeah, I know, but that was high school. That was a different... At this time with Melanie, I was going for... It was such a sad rebound. It was ultra, super hipster with, like, the hair over the eyes.
Oh, that's sad.
Really bad.
In a lot of ways. Okay, so everyone can go Facebook Melanie Barber after the show, right?
I tried to find her. I can't find her.
Leave a little comment on her wall.
I can't find her.
But everyone, how about a round of applause?
Hey, there you go.
All right, we're back. That was David Cope.
Woo! I learned a lot about that kid.
The next guest on We're All Friends here.
Oh, yeah, a little Asian flair.
Ms. Ali Wong, taking the scene by storm here. Just moved here from San Francisco.
A little West Coast flavor.
And she is spunky.
Oh, a good word.
Feisty.
Thank you.
Spicy.
I'll take it.
And likes the older men.
Yes, what you'll hear about right now.
Wow. So what's, like, the oldest guy you've dated?
Well, I worked at a family camp.
Uh-oh.
But I was dating one of the chefs. And at the time, I was 21, and he was 36.
Wow.
15-year age gap.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good, but at the time, I was in that stage where I was like, I'm not going to fuck somebody unless they love me. So we didn't...
Good thing you moved past that stage.
Yeah. So it wasn't like that great. I didn't get to experience that much.
How old are you, can I ask?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay. You're pretty terrifying in bed, I bet.
Well...
That was terrifying.
Kind of.
I've blown on a pussy, all right?
Terrifying in bed?
Well, you I was... Jeez, I mean, I thought girls liked the old ankle lift.
No. What woman wants to be blown on there?
Well, I'm kidding about the blown.
Right.
That's ridiculous, but I thought the ankle lift was like, let's get nasty, let's have fun, you know. I'm taking charge, I'm a man.
Yeah, do you do that move?
Yeah.
Let's have fun.
Yeah. Let's cha-cha.
I'm taking charge.
No, I'm just into that.
Just opening the lips?
Yeah.
And anal beads, no. I heard. You're a fan?
I am a fan. But I had a funky experience because the first time I ever used them, if you've ever used anal beads, there's the cheap ones, right, that are just like the plastic ones that are on like a string.
Seems like one of the things that's worth spending a little bit of money on.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get the second cheapest option on the menu.
So I spent like $25 on this pair of anal beads, and... It's more comfortable because it's like this.
What is it? It's a lot of beads. It's like a rosary.
It's like a gradation. It's like a gradation. It's like Russian dolls.
Oh, they get bigger.
Yeah, reverse Russian dolls.
So one size fits all.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's like a graduation.
Eventually.
Right.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Russian dolls, eh?
Yeah, Russian dolls, and then it has a little cart. It's like a worm.
Yeah.
So that has like little gradations in it, and then the eyes are the two holes, and then it has little antenna. It looks like a character out of The Bug's Life.
Something wow. happened to me. I don't even know where that happened.
How do you wash these? Is it dishwasher?
I just, you know, just stick it in the sink and just soap it up. But I haven't used them after actually the first time that I ever used them.
Was it? Now, was it just curiosity? You were like, oh, I just want to try this, or?
Yeah, like, I just wanted to try it, and then when I pulled them out of my boyfriend's ass...
Oh, wait, you don't use them?
No, I use them, too.
Okay.
But then, this was just one time, though, but when I pulled them...
Was it his idea?
It was both of our ideas.
Wow.
Wait. Someone came up with, mentioned it first.
It was my idea.
No, all right.
That's hell of a boyfriend.
Yeah, and then when I pulled them out, I was like, it smells like doo-doo.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you
and
think?
We both dried up. So then it kind of defeated the purpose.
Yeah.
That is the catch to the old asshole.
Yeah.
That is the catch. The old dirt road. Yeah. It is a stinky road.
Seems so perfect in so many other ways.
Yes.
But that didn't stop you from tossing a couple salads.
Hey!
Well, yeah, I guess that doesn't seem as juicy now because it's kind of like, if then, so what?
Well, I think there's a difference between plastic beads and the old tongue.
That's true.
A lot of taste buds on that bad boy.
Yeah, but I really do have to, like, I make sure that the person washes it really well beforehand.
Ah, right.
That's a weird, there's not a lot of women who command that, but there's not a lot of women who lick asshole.
Probably more than you think.
Where have all the cowboys gone? That's what I keep saying. You know, I wanted to get it to...
Yeah! There we go.
There's been an Asian-related topic that's come up on the stage before.
Okay.
I feel like I can consider you at least somewhat of an expert.
Yes.
There was some discussion about whether Asian people... are because they have smaller eyes, they can't express facial reactions as much as like Caucasian people, and that's why they're louder.
Oh.
So this is a theory that has been bandied about on the stage. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
I've never heard that before. But see, I've come from like San Francisco, California, where there's a lot of different kinds of Asian people. Mm-hmm. So like, to me, I don't know. I can't really generalize like that because I would say that about maybe like Korean people and Japanese Ooh. People because they have like the smallest eyes.
Right.
But like Filipino people. But Filipino people have like really big eyes.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that's why they're loud. I think it's more because they're angry.
Okay. So, but do you agree that they're loud? Like when you go to Chinatown, you're like, God, everyone here is so loud. Why are they like this? Or is it, you know, that, no, it's just like home.
It's yeah, fun. I'm like it's loud, but it's like home.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But you know, Jews are loud.
Very loud and annoying to be around.
Right. So you know.
I'm Jewish, by the way. I don't know if that makes it better.
They're loud in Chinatown because they're bargaining.
Fuck you. I'm not Jewish. No, I am. But so anyway, go ahead.
I think they're loud in Chinatown because they're bargaining.
So they're cheap.
$10, $5.
They're betting on who can leave a bigger smell behind. I think is. Anyway. Oh, right, it doesn't smell in Chinatown. You guys are right. I take it all back. Well, as long as I've dug this hole, I might as well keep going. How do you feel about white guys who have like a little bit of the Asian fetish? Do you stereotype the guys who are into Asian girls that are white? Is there a...
I was living in like a kind of bad sublet situation, and I was like scrambling for a place to live. And one of my friends was like, I live with 7 other dudes in the Lower East Side, and it's $800. And I was like, okay, cool, maybe I'll do that. You know, and then I went there, and it's all men who live there, and there was all this Chinese New Year stuff around, and then there was a huge painting of a naked Chinese woman here.
Huh.
And I was like, is someone here Chinese? And they're like, no, that's all Steve stuff. And I was like, I'm not living here. Well, in San Francisco, it's a lot more prevalent, like the white man with the Asian woman. That's like everywhere. But here, I've seen a lot of Asian men with white women, and I've actually gone up to them and high-fived them. It makes me happy.
Well,
yeah, that's great.
I mean, I've always thought that, how I feel like a circle would be complete if, if black women...
Get it out.
We're really into Asian men. how like a circle, because like black,
yeah, that
black
would
dudes
come
are
full circle.
Into, yeah, like yeah. Black dudes are like fuck white chicks, white guys fuck Asian chicks, and then the Asian dude is like left at the end of the line, like hey,
yeah, it would even it all out.
Yeah, like let's get a circle going, sustainable.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm thinking sustainability. You guys are still very 20th century.
Well, I hear there's a lot of Asian women who won't touch an Asian guy. There's a lot of that.
Those are called bitches.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would actually prefer. I mean, it'd be nice to be with like an Asian. Like, I would like to end up with an Asian person because you don't have to explain shit. That's what's nice about being with someone of your own race, is that you can just go home and be racist together.
Right. Against everyone else.
And isn't that what
that
true
is
love
good.
Is?
Good. Good point.
When you can just go home and say whatever you want.
Well said.
The guy,
Yeah.
That was the first white man I'd ever been with.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like...
Do they all do this?
Yeah.
Is this what white men do when they have sex?
That, yeah, there was like that, and then also there was too much explaining to do. Like I was like, I can't eat cheese and crackers again as a snack.
Right.
This isn't working for me. Like this.
Oh, he just didn't know.
He just didn't get it, and I was like, I can't do this. So he bought a sack of rice to make me feel more at home in Boston.
Geez. Wow.
And then
did he have
like,
the hat on when he did?
And then it was like Japanese rice, and I'm Vietnamese. And I was like, I don't know how to make like this bougie ass rice.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then I was like, fine. I was like, I'll just make it. Where's your rice cooker? And he was like, well, I don't have a rice cooker. And I was like, well, then how do you expect me to make this? And he's like, well, just make it on the stove. I was like, I don't know how to make rice on the stove. He was like, well, I thought you were Asian.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, he doesn't get that it's 2009. That's like asking him to make salt from the sea.
Ah.
Why would we ever have the need to make rice on it? You know what I mean?
Right,
that's like,
right. But you still let him blow on your vagina.
But I still let him blow on my vagina. I was already there. He bought lobster.
This is the problem. White men behave like this, but they still get away with everything.
Yeah.
They get away with it all. You know, they never held accountable.
Yeah.
Did you have any ethnicities you wanted to talk about in the hat?
No,
I just wanted to offer. I didn't want to,
You don't have any questions for the white culture? It's got to be something.
Well, I want to know if you guys generalize, I wonder if you guys generalize, like, how different, this is not going to happen. how different, like, ethnicities of women smell down there? Like, are you, like, if, like, locker room talk, you're just like, oh, man.
Clearly, black women are the worst.
No. Get the hat on. Get the hat on. Come on.
That's what we wanted to know.
Jeez, it's like roast beef down there. It's roast beef. I just made eye contact with George Gordon, the only black guy in the room. That was pretty awkward. But no, I mean, I've never heard anything about that.
Well, have you slept with a lot of black ladies, it sounds like?
They wouldn't let me even touch them. But,
I wouldn't go on like a country-by-country basis on it. You know, maybe... Right. Maybe a regions of the world. I don't have assumptions about it.
Maybe a neighborhood basis.
Like, you can smell Fort Greene? Oh, this goes totally. That's Fort Greene pussy if I ever smelled it.
Right. Like, I bet, like Park Slope pussy smells amazing.
It smells like a baby carriage.
Yeah. But, you know, Bushwick, that's a day old.
Smells like an STD. I wasn't saying like
pussy smell is causing a lot of sorrow.
Tell me about it. God. All right, last thing, then we got to get out of here. Fucking in a Gap Kids dressing room.
Ah!
Gap dressing room, I see that.
Yeah.
Gap Kids, though. Isn't that going a little far, the Gap Kids?
That's even
well,
harder.
You know, it's funny. When I start doing comedy, I tell people, like, you're surrounded by a lot of grimy dudes. And you're walking home at late hours of the night. And so I made a deliberate decision to look and dress like a kid. as a self-defense mechanism. Because it's not cool to hit on a kid, and it's not cool
this
to stab
like
a kid.
This seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen NBC at 10 o'clock ever? My God.
That's true. But I still shop at Gap Kids because the clothes fit me better, too.
Right.
So I was, like, trying on some clothes.
You're probably less suspicious of sex in the bathroom, you know, in the,
True.
The dressing room.
And so then my boyfriend, you know, he came in with me, and he was just like, oh,
Sack of Rice guy?
No. This guy's Cuban.
Gotcha. Ooh.
Yeah. And so he was like, let's just fucking hear. And I was like, okay. And so then, you know, we started fucking, and then, like, because usually he's a lot taller than me, so usually, like, I'm on the bed, and then he'll be standing.
Yeah.
But there was nowhere to really do that in there, so I had to stand. But then he was so much taller than me, so that I had to, like, go like this, and then he had to squat.
You gotta be at the right height.
You pull a muscle that way. Yeah, and then it was, like, the angle, I was really not used to it, so it was just, like, it was tearing up shop. And then he had bent so low, and I was like, baby, they can see your balls underneath the door. And
he had the old saggy set, eh?
Yeah. And that's the story about
Ali Wong.
Ali Wong, she did it.
Woo! She was spicy.
We have a race theme going in this show, too.
Well, you know, she's Asian.
Well, how do you explain Cope, though?
Yeah,
I could see him being, you know, a little bit of Asian in there. Maybe having an Asian fetish.
Yes.
I could see that about him, right?
I could see him in a rice farm with a triangular hat.
Triangle. I thought that was the revolutionary hats.
Well, you know, they have those triangular hats that are round the bottom.
Oh, okay. Those are kind of triangles, too. I thought you meant, like, the revolutionary, Paul Revere type thing,
which
that would be funny if you had, like, the red coats and a rice farm.
Yeah.
Sort of like a fusion thing.
Oh, that's interesting. That could be a restaurant in Chelsea.
Paul Revere's rice patties?
Yeah. Well, fusion is big over there.
Only in New York. So we're all friends here.
Yeah.
Great show. You tried to list it at freenyc.com to pull in some new audience members.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I should say I'm not web savvy. And,
you're not web savvy.
I tried to post the show, and I just couldn't figure out the links and the buttons and
Wait,
the tags.
What are you, my grandma or something?
I couldn't do it. I tried.
Isn't it just a form and you fill it out?
I was trying to find the form. I was lost. I was literally in a web.
And how do you feel like less of a man after something like that happens, or more of a man, or what?
Maybe more of a man, and I feel like you know, like a true-blooded you know, old person. I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
Well, you are from Louisiana, so.
Oh boy. Well, we can't all be from Maryland.
It gets tough in the winter in Louisiana.
The winters are rough.
Well, I didn't mean to denigrate Louisiana. That wasn't really fair. I love Louisiana.
All right.
Only been to New Orleans, though. How's the rest of the state? I imagine not good.
It's awful. It's awful. It's like, you know, it's like leaving New York City. Well, I take that back. You know, it's like going upstate New York.
Yeah, it's
a lot
kind of
racism.
Yeah. How about Mississippi? That seems like a fun place.
Oh, it's terrible. They got a hell of a water park, but that's about it.
Mississippi has a hell of a water park?
But if a water park is all you got...
Yeah, I imagine them having like KKK themed rides at their water park.
No, that's actually not bad. They actually do hit you with a spear on the way down the slide.
You get to go down. What's the flume? Is that what it's called when you're in the wood thing?
What I'm
talking about at like Disneyland, you're in like a barrel and you go down and sprays on the side. What's that called?
Oh, that's Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain?
I don't know where you got flume.
I don't know where I got that either.
I don't know what that is.
But like imagine if it was instead of a barrel, just like a burning cross that you went down.
There you go. And it just kind of went out with the water, like the flames.
Exactly.
That's
you extinguish racism with the ride.
That'd be one cool ride if they put you in blackface and by the end of it, it washed off.
All right, our final guest
tonight.
Who's our final guest?
Rory Scovel.
Oh, we're big fans of this guy.
Oh, love this guy. Right out of Seattle, right?
Seattle.
D.C.
Tours all around, live at Gotham.
Here's a fun fact about that. I did a show with a guy from Seattle, and he said Rory is such a good improviser that in Seattle, if you improvise, they call it Scoveling it.
Really?
Yeah, if you improvise like a long time, they're like, man, good Scoveling it up there.
That's
a true
can't
story,
be true.
I swear, he told me that.
Wow, his last name is a verb.
I know, for improvising. It's pretty good.
Well done, Rory. All right, well, he's going to be doing some Scovelizing here.
There we go. Put your hands together.
Or just listen.
Or listen. All right. Rory Scovel, everybody.
Anyway, I know Mark's chomping at the bit here.
No chomp. But I did want to mention this. You let your roommates hide in the closet while you fucked a girl.
Once or more than once?
I've done that.
Somewhat twice.
Really? Twice. Now, yeah. Do you get kind of a kick out of that?
No, just a natural born showman, Mark.
Because I've been the guy in the closet. It's nice to meet a guy on the other side.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the other side is there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but it's probably more fun than being in a closet with another giggly man.
You know what I thought?
Is the giggling required? Is that part of it?
It's a natural thing.
Yeah. I was having sex with a giggly man at the time. And, no, I think there's a lot of pressure. Sure. Sometimes you're like, oh, I hope she thinks I'm performing well. Right. But when your friend's in the closet, you forget she's even there. You don't even care that she's there.
Did you kind of man it up a little bit? You were like, oh, this is, you know, like you were fucking way
the
more.
The whole time I was doing shit that was weird to try to get them to laugh so that they would get caught. And I'd be like, what the fuck, guys?
Right.
Like, act like I didn't. What kind of, get your own kicks! You know, right. I would have said that. That was one of my plans.
Well, what was bad when I did it, I was filming, and we got caught. And it was, this girl was huge, and she chased me naked around the house, and I'm just like, ah!
What do you mean you got caught? She found the camera?
Yeah, she like we fell out of the closet giggling. And,
yeah, and like, are you sure this wasn't you watching the Pink Panther 2?
All right.
How do you just fall out of a closet?
I mean, the passion in that
this
closet.
Is too good. I'm losing my footing.
Well, I was sitting on his shoulders, and we were wearing a huge trench coat. Yeah. And the camera was like right in the chest area, and I fell out. She saw the camera. She flipped. She hopped off his cock and just chased us around the house.
She was immediately like, "That wasn't a really tall guy in the closet. Right. That was two people."
Yeah, exactly. But then the best part was we watched the video after, and it's like me running and shaking, like, "Ah, she's chasing me!" And then her getting the camera and going, "How do you turn it off?" And it was like an upshot of her face.
That's YouTube right there.
Ah, it was beautiful.
What if the clip was her like? She was trying to shut it off, but also eat it. So how do you turn it off?
Oh, that'd be funny, too.
Sorry that eating the camera was the too far part.
No, you go.
I mean, we all have our theories about specifically what year the world will end in.
Ah, good one.
You all have your numbers in mind. What's you got a target date?
I think it's going to end in 2012.
Now, is that real? Come on. You really think that? Or is this part of your macho hippie bullshit?
You know what?
Lumberjack chic.
Yeah, it's my new fuck it 2012, guys. And I say it like that. You're like, why did your voice
like
change?
Like Tom McCaffrey.
Welcome 2012. So I think so.
Well, how's it going to come down?
I don't know. Have you seen that trailer for the movie? I think that's way off.
Oh, the
I saw the trailer. I was like, no, that's not it. Yeah. That world monk. There's a monk ringing a bell. Have you guys seen that trailer? There's a monk ringing a bell as waters coming over the mountain to destroy him. And I was like, oh, the bell. Oh, the bell. Oh, this must be it. Why can't he just, like, can he not just one day not clock in? Can he just not go up to the bell when it actually happens?
I don't get, what does the bell mean? I don't get
it.
A lot of unanswered.
Now, are you a big conspiracy guy? Like, do you think Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy?
No, I don't.
That's all just a sham.
Yeah, I just saw the movie not too long ago, and I love to buy into anything that's kind of scary.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah, that whole scene with Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
So then, I don't get conspiracy theories because how could they're so bad at everything, doing everything else? How do they get so good at keeping secrets? Like that's what I
know. As they write it.
No, like the conspiracy, like anyone who thinks that there's been like a massive cover up on anything. I'm just like, look at the people you're accusing of covering things up. They can't.
Yeah, I don't ever
do anything right.
I don't ever. I don't like to voice that I believe it unless asked to come up with embarrassing shit.
Yeah, bring it up.
Do you have other like interesting conspiracy theories?
Well, a lot of people try to sell me on the 9/11 inside job.
Right.
And I'm one of those people that
the Jews did it. Do you need this?
What's that?
Did the Jews have anything to do with it? I heard none of them died in that 9/11.
No black Jews died in 9/11.
That's a good look on you, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, that works.
It brings the Pacific Northwest out of your eyes.
Where are you going? This is the 9/11 question?
Can't walk out during that.
No. Conspiracy, right there. No. Probably in on it.
Do you have Filipino in your blood?
No. Want to? Yes. But you can't go back in time.
You got a Filipino.
And if I did, I don't know how to Back to the Future that scenario. Hey, Mom, no, see the Filipino guy. Who are you? Just some crazy skateboarder. Just a crazy skateboarder. I want you to fuck a Filipino guy. See you in the future.
You're obviously a funny guy. We can all see that. Yeah. But, You hate one of comedy's beloved. You hate the old Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Yeah, I don't like his movies.
Because you hate Jews. Like
No,
I don't. I keep going back to that.
Going back to the Jews. You're an angry.
I'm feeling. Go ahead. Woody Allen.
I don't know. I don't like it. I feel like he's too whiny. I don't.
But that's his shtick.
I know it's like the shtick, but I'm just like I don't.
I mean, you're allowed to not like
it. Is his shtick too much for you?
I'll tell you, I was doing these moves as a baby. It's all.
No, I actually said at the show that we were at earlier, I said I really like hearing Mark talk because it makes you feel like someone's telling you a story, but like while they're telling you a story, they're kind of hugging you. If you need me to write your bio, can I?
Yeah, sure.
Mark Norman hugs the audience.
I like that. I usually tell me I'm too sarcastic, which is not true. I'm very sincere, but it just comes off terribly.
You're not very sincere.
He didn't
sincere.
Even mean that.
I meant that. Like, I think you're a good guy.
Oh, stop.
But see, that sounds terrible.
No one here is buying that.
I think you're a good guy.
Let's get. I'm curious. I hear you're quite the fan of the movie The Dark Knight.
Yeah, loved it. Loved it.
It was good. It was
anybody
good.
Anybody else?
Now, a couple questions. You know, a lot of people like that movie. Let's gauge relatively how it scales. Do you listen to the score regularly?
Yeah, I've got it on my iPod. I will put on the song.
Is that Danny Elfman? Did you do that?
No, Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Danny Elfman did the original Batman.
Yeah, yeah. And the Simpsons theme. Yeah.
Yep.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's right.
He's got a cup. Beetlejuice.
He's got one go.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
This is like Danny Elfman's Wikipedia page. Come to the stage.
That's about time.
I didn't know he did Beetlejuice. Is that true?
I think it is true.
That's true. He likes Tim Burton.
Okay. Tim Burton did Beetlejuice?
Come on.
I really didn't know
Have you seen The Dark Knight at IMAX, and if so, how many times?
4. I'm a fan of art.
Leading to the film's release, how many times a day would you watch the trailer? Be honest now.
I don't know. I love adrenaline. I love...
Are we talking double digits?
3
per day?
No. In a week, for you sure. But in a day, 3 to 4.
Something like doing crack. Any more than that would be...
I'm not even embarrassed by it. I thought it was an awesome movie. I loved it. I'll put the soundtrack on the iPod. I'll walk down the street just jacked like I'm going to fight someone, but I won't ever. But I'll be ready to. If someone were to step in front of me while that's playing on my iPod, I would probably pull out moves I didn't even know I had. I just fucking rip. I would think that I had strength and therefore have it.
How about that Slumdog Millionaire beating it for Best Picture?
Give me this. It wasn't even nominated. Isn't that bullshit?
I know. That is rough.
Isn't that bullshit?
Because the Indians run Hollywood. It's
fucking Indians.
For years. They do. They run it all.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Batman voice, though? That was a lot of people didn't like that.
You can't know the sweet without the sour, Mark. Hearing the Batman voice not be so stellar, it was like, hey, we all make mistakes. Look at me. I don't like this row I'm in. Should have got here earlier. That's a mistake.
Which row?
Well, at the movie theater.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant right here.
Can't blame them.
What does your shirt say?
We're all winners in God's eyes. I wear that whenever I do a comedy contest and they awkwardly make everyone go back on stage and you don't win. I try to have a joke ahead. The winner didn't have a joke.
Were you on a contest tonight?
I don't usually win. No, but I wear it sometimes just to remind others, it's not a contest, but we're still all winners in God's eyes.
That's a good moment.
I wear it to Super Bowl parties.
Is it ironic?
Just to break up the tension.
It's an ironic thing? Of course it's ironic.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm one of those people that believes in something, but I feel like my whole life people are like, hey, God, it's this old man with a beard. No, it's not. So if I die and I find out it is, I'll gladly be like,
all
right.
Do you think everything in the Bible is just like a fairy tale? It's all just completely made up?
I think it's a really well-crafted literary work, but I think it's unfinished.
2012, coming to a theater near you.
I think one day it's going to be finished.
We finished the Bible.
I'm going to ask you about this, because I've had a little experience with this, but you seem to be the guru, if you will. The old mushrooms.
Yeah,
big fan.
I've done them.
Yeah.
About maybe four times. You, I have here, did mushrooms every day for a week once. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah. I don't know if that's exactly true. I did them a lot in a specific one-month period. And it was awesome. It was so much fun.
But
it was
the
greatest decision I've ever made.
Did you sober up then take them again, or was it just a straight trip?
No, I sobered up to remind myself how shitty the first hour is every single time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are these like heroic doses, the kind that make you like see vision?
No,
and that stuff?
No, but they were pretty good. They were pretty good handfuls. And me and my buddy, comedian Andy Haynes, we walked through the redwoods. And
I think this is the perfect place.
Fantastic time.
Wow.
God, they're great. They're not like other drugs. They're just not.
I'm with you.
They're not even drugs.
There's a theory that the way human beings advanced from apes was apes ate some mushrooms.
Yeah.
And that's how they got smart enough to figure out stuff.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too.
That's 2012 bullshit.
Nope. This happened way long ago.
So what, a bunch of monkeys ate mushrooms and then said, hey, I feel like a person now.
No, they're like, oh, you know what we should do with that tool? We could make that into a hammer and do something with it because they were on shrooms. That's what you can do.
I don't even know. I think they just did the mushrooms. They're like, fuck. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then out of that came shit. Like later on, they're like, you know what? I bet we could actually make some shit. You remember when we saw all those colors?
We can totally walk up right now.
Remember when we were eating the colors earlier, guys? That's how apes eventually said, hey, guys.
Have you ever had the bad trip?
Not yet.
Really? After all these times, no trip badly.
I think if you do it in the right place with the right people, it's a good time. I think some people do it to party, and that's kind of scary.
That's weird.
You don't know what you're getting into.
And yet you're a big fan of Rihanna. Have you ever been on shrooms listening to Rihanna?
No.
You might see what happens in 2012.
You might see what actually happened that night.
Are you outraged at Chris Brown's behavior?
I'm not that big of a fan. I just recently got into the T.I.
You're not a big enough fan to want her to not.
I'm not a big enough fan to care if he murders her, is what I'm saying.
You probably like the record better at that point.
I'm like, hey, fucking don't hit her. But you have such good teeth and a good face, Chris. How can anyone be mad?
Do you think sometimes girls, they like to be hit, though, because it makes them feel like the guy's really paying attention to them? Like there's something attractive?
Yeah, I think she definitely walked away like, all right, he knows I'm around. She definitely, you know what, he knows I'm here. So I think that's now it's the kind of relationship that when they go to a party, she's like, I don't care if he goes off with his friends. I don't care if he goes off and ignores me.
Well, do you think that I'm going to ask the question again. Do some women like to get hit because it makes them feel like the guy really cares about
them? What if I was trying to avoid that for some reason? I don't know. I bet some women are. David Cope probably knows some women that are into that. I don't know. I've never, ever been with a girl who I would even assume was into being hit. But I'm more than... And at the same time, I'm positive that they're out there.
I would never hit a woman, but I wonder if they're missing out on that. They're like, oh, he would never hit me.
You mean like they're trying like to talk a girl into having anal sex, but she's like, no, I won't like it, but then she finds out she does like
right,
it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I know that type.
Yeah.
But I just think it's weird that the word anal means you're fucking someone's asshole or you're incredibly neat. That it's either one or the other. I thought that was a...
Or at the same time, depending on your technique when you do it.
It's like anal beads should be beads that wash their hands all the time. They're just very...
Ah.
All right, anyway.
Anal beads are the cleanest of beads.
It's funny because it's false. We should wrap this up. You got a good question to take us out on?
How do you feel about fucking other men's wives?
That's never actually happened.
Come on, Roar.
I've never had sex with a man's wife. I've had sex with a man's fiance, and I had people watch.
Oh, that was the closet.
Yeah.
Ah.
This girl, she was a very nice person. I feel bad about letting my friends watch it, and one time I hit a video camera. I feel bad about that.
I've done that, yeah.
She had that personality where I was like, you know what? You deserve this.
Boy, I stopped connecting with you a lot right
now. What kind of personality is that? Just so
she was really annoying, and she was kind of stalkerish. And I was like, let's fix this by entertaining others.
You do well with the women, I feel.
No.
Come on.
I'm not good.
That's why he does well. He's modest.
Right, right. I've got here, like, all these women obsessed with you and, like, the
Were you ever propositioned by someone's wife?
Come on.
I don't think so. Well, if you tell me.
Maybe one gemstone?
Ah! Yeah. Huge, huge tits.
Yeah, gigantic tits.
It says that here.
Our sources are very thorough. Very thorough.
Did someone actually write gemstone, huge tits?
I underlined huge tits, but they wrote it.
I used to work with a girl named Jennifer Stone.
Oh yeah.
And we were the only two like young people in our office, so we just fucked all the time. Like, what if that was the story?
Oh boy, I was with you. I was like, really? Tell me more.
So I'd just fuck her tits, and then we'd go home.
Talk to me.
No, we were the only two young people in the office, so we were very open. Like, she was very very chill and open, like talking about her and her husband's sexuality. I have tried to talk my girlfriend into having a threesome with her.
Really?
Because I love adventure.
Your girlfriend's got some pretty nice size knockers. Is she here?
The answer is yes, but there are no gemstones. And
so she's
knows
not
that.
Here, I take it.
No, she's here. And her answer, and I want to say this, her answer for not having the threesome is because Jen's tits are too big.
Ah, interesting.
Racism alive and well in the female community.
Double-edged sword right there.
Well, how is too that racism?
Big. I like to think of it that way. They're like, big tittist.
Ah, okay.
Gemstone is black.
Really?
No. No. No.
I wanted her to be so bad.
No. No, she's not. I like it if I actually puked. I was like, no.
Do you have anything else that you want to get off your chest? Maybe that, you know, has been a burning secret for years, but you figure you should say on stage in front of a room full of people.
I don't think I have anything. I don't know. I
think your girlfriend would do it if she had
smaller breasts.
I don't know. I think that's just...
Well, maybe she should answer. Would you do it?
Cecilia?
No, I brought the other girlfriend to this
one. Oh, jeez. Would you do it if she was like a C cup? All right! Hey, Roy Scoble!
I'm making deals! All right!
Woo! Oh, man, that guy never lets me down.
Scobling.
He's good. He's
Scovalicious.
He's good as his own name, you know, he can do it.
He's the originator of the Scoville.
There you go. He invented improvising.
No one else had ever not written something before him.
Every word in life has been written.
He's an innovator.
He's good. He's good, and quite a, you know, a hippie badass.
He likes the shrooms.
Shrooms, the world's ending. Loves the Dark Knight.
Got that lumberjack chic vibe going.
There it is. There it is. Which I believe you mentioned on the show.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Look at me repeating myself.
Well, you know, you're running out of material.
Tell me about it.
You're not much of a Scovler.
Running out of life, too.
Oh, boy. Let's not get personal.
All right. I think the show's done.
Yeah, that'll do it. We'll see you next month.
Bye.